Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Yo, yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wetting. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
It's definitely rocking out on World Barb Radio.
This is your host,
Barb.
And we definitely have our Angela Sweet in the building and Brooklyn Black. How y'all doing?
Well, I'm fine, but Angel isn't here yet.
That's cool.
It is fucking disgusting in New York right now. Like, I know you don't live too far from me, but it is pouring.
Yeah, it definitely is. So if you ain't got no business to be out, take your ass home.
Word. But you know what's so funny, though? You can definitely always count on niggas that definitely have no business to be outside, though.
True indeed.
You already know. It's so sad, but yes. If you are in New York area, it is definitely raining really hard. There's been, like, you know, a lot of weather advisories coming on several news channels saying, you know, severe storm in the mist and effect. So, yes, you know, an umbrella I don't think is going to really do you justice right now. Yeah, I wouldn't even put my umbrella up. This is the fact that there's lightning and everything else that's going on. I wouldn't put my umbrella up because I don't want that shit to break. You know what I mean?
I got you. Well, how was your weekend, Miss Nikki Barbs?
Well, my weekend was okay. It was all right. I chilled with someone, and it was all right. Cool. I was just extra tired today because for some reason last night, I could not go to sleep. I ended up going to sleep around like 5 a.m. today and then having to still wake up around 6 a.m. today. And then I've been, you know, so yesterday it was just really rough. I've been up since 6 a.m. and then I haven't went to sleep until today. So today I was really, really drained, like really, really drained.
I was all just, in the day's work, yo.
I know, and then just sitting in class and
listening to all this medical terminology about this bowel and this incontinence, like, it was just really draining me. It really was. How was your weekend?
It was cool. I was actually at the African American Day Parade in Harlem on Sunday. You know,
how was that?
That was actually kind of dope. You know, I marched. So, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, after a while, you know, nigga knees started hurting and stuff. But
I was getting ready to stay. So, you marched, you know, usually.
Yeah, I was definitely there. I was sending y'all the pictures and stuff. What's going on, Angel?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, boy,
Bar's
in the motherfucking building.
What's up? Yes, I am. I am here. Nothing much. you know me. I just be, like, trying to do a million things at one time. But I'm here. I'm here ready to rock out with you guys for tonight.
That's what's up. I was just, you know, Black Cat asked me how my weekend was, and I told them, you know, it was all right. I had chill with a friend, and it was okay.
Well, what
a friend. Time to meet. A friend, yes, a friend. I chill with a friend. And I was just, you know, asking Black how was his weekend. He said that he went to the African Day Parade in Harlem, New York, and he said it was
dope.
Cool. He said that he marched. He said that he fucking marched.
All right, you know I like stuff like that. So big up to you. I didn't know anything about it, but I felt like it could have been fun.
Yeah, I definitely marched. We got an anonymous caller on the line.
We do, so I think we should bring them on really quickly since it's, you know, so secretive.
All right, anonymous caller, you're live on the air.
I don't think they're going to know that you're not anonymous.
All right, if you're calling from a blocked number, you're on the air. Yeah, not anymore.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Wow. Just so everybody knows that is definitely tuning in and listening, when you call my show from a blocked number, there's not too much I could do for you. The most I will see it, and I can still put you through, but only you would know if you hit that *67 before you called, or, you know what I mean, if you would know if you're, wherever you're calling from is a blocked number in general. So when you're calling my show, please try to show your number, because that's how we announce you guys. That's how we bring you on, because we can see your number. So for future references, everyone, show your number. Thank you. I'm not going to stalk you and call you back, and I'm not going to do none of that, but please do. Angel.
The block number's back.
They're back? Okay. Well, I'm only giving them one more chance, so that's it.
All right, block number, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up? Yeah, hear me?
We can hear you. Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
My name is Sean. You know, I really don't know what this is. What radio station is this?
Well, this is All Barb Radio that you're calling into. Like, how did you even find out about this show, may I ask?
Twitter.
Yep. Can you be more specific, though? Like,
who did you see a tweet from?
Somebody retweeted it, and I just called it to see what was up with it.
Oh, well, that's what it is. Well,
okay,
definitely.
So this is the first comma.
And, like, ask me some questions or something, like.
I mean, no, we definitely will ask you questions. Like, I definitely, this is a show where we talk about everything. We have trending topics. We talk about hip-hop, world media, everything that's going on today. We definitely cater to unsigned independent artists. And we do have questions, but I haven't gotten to my questions yet because I had just kind of got on air around 8. So, I mean, if you want to stay tuned and listen in and then hear the question and then, you know, press one again so I can ask you. But I haven't gotten to any questions yet. But if you don't mind me asking, what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter is Mr. Sess, MrSess.
All right. For y'all that are listening right now and y'all that are listening, tuning in, make sure y'all follow at Mr. Sess He's definitely a first-time caller to All Barb Radio, so we definitely going to show him what the fuck we about. So thank you, and just, like I said again, you can keep listening if you want. You can hang up, call back the number, listen, but I do have questions that I am going to ask to all my listeners, but I haven't gotten to them yet, so.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. That was dope. First time caller, but I'm gonna need my first time caller next time to show his number. Show your number so that way I can announce you. I'm sorry. Back to you, Angel, really quickly. I just wanted to know how your weekend, how your week was.
I actually was sick with the flu, so I'm actually like getting better. That's how my weekend was. I'm really bad, sick.
Aw, poor baby. I hope you get better because I have the flu. You know what? And it's so crazy because I've never had the flu shot before. And the day that I decided to take the flu shot, because everybody kept saying, oh, you should. And I went ahead and I did it. And I ended up getting the flu after that, like probably a couple of days later. And that shit really killed me. So I would not wish that upon anybody. And I hope you get better, Angel.
Thank you.
I know, right? Like I always, I like to start off this show by giving out my shout out. So definitely, first and foremost, shout out to the first time caller that I just called in, Mr. _ Seth. Shout out to him. Shout out to the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs familia, all day, every day, the All Barbs, the Beautiful Barbs, and the sexy ass All Barbs promoters. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm pretty sure you know, everybody heard me announce their names. They always call in, show support. That's what they do. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody that supports the All Barbs movement. Like, you know, Mr. says it was from a retweet. So that's what's up. Thank you guys that support us and retweet what we say, because we definitely go hard and we do this for you. And shout out to at GlamourChick81. GlamourChick81, how you doing? I love you. You are definitely one of my most loyal followers, so shout out to you. Shout out to at Rain Poetry. Shout out to the All Barbs exec team at Yep, I Love It, Stan Spartan, the co-owner. Juliet loves you. It's A1 Yoba, right? A1 _ Yoba. I always feel like I'm saying it wrong, but shout out to you. You be doing the damn thing. And, of course, the none other at Angel Loves Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs, who is the All Barbs owner. Everybody needs to hit her up and follow her. If you're following me, you definitely need to be following her. We tweet that all the time. Follow. I know y'all see me tweet follow at Angel Loves Tweets, because you really, really should, especially if you're trying to be involved with All Barbs Radio, especially when it comes down to the interview night like we're having tonight. It's Tuesday, and we have some interesting people that Angel is going to interview, and I cannot wait. So I know it's about that time, but I'm definitely going to pass the mic. So Angel, you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I just want to give a shout-out to all the people in the movement that consistently, you know, show love and support. I want to give a shout-out to people that are not in the movement that consistently so my team love. I want to give a shout out to Mr. _ Chris _P. He told me to let you guys know that we need to screen call tonight because I'm sick and he doesn't want me to spaz out on nobody. And so I'm going to just screen the calls so that nobody dumb is calling again.
Shout out to Chris.
All watch from Chris. All watch.
All right, Black, really quickly, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give?
To everybody who's rocking. Yeah, I already know. You know, I keep it short and sweet.
I already know. Well, you know, Black, you can let me know whenever the first interviewee, you know, decides to come in.
No, I'm not talking about you. I got you.
All right. Well, what was trending? It wasn't really a trending topic, but it was just like something that was trending today on my Twitter from when I was on it, because I was hardly on it today, and I know, and that's unlike me, but
I was in class, so I definitely wasn't able to get to Twitter as frequent as I usually can, but I've noticed, and I thought it was really cute, hashtag Tasty Tuesdays. And it could go both ways because a lot of people most likely probably with, you know, first thing when I say hashtag or Tasty Tuesdays, they're thinking of probably food. Most definitely. But I know the type of followers that I have and people that follow me, and they were really making it interesting. And the hashtag today was hashtag Tasty Tuesday. And if I had to comment on a Tasty Tuesday, which I did, I said, ladies, let your man taste on you, and then you turn around and taste on him. I think that's something that goes together with hashtag Tasty Tuesday. So, Angel, if you had to say anything in regards to hashtag Tasty Tuesday, what would it be?
Always use stilettos and caramel.
Wait, what'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Always use stilettos and caramel.
Black, what would you say about that? Did you see it trending on your timeline?
Hell no, I ain't see that bullshit trending on my timeline.
It's not bullshit. I think it's really cute, Tasty Tuesday.
Only thing that's been trending on my timeline today because I follow a lot of perverts and porn stars is Titty Tuesday.
Oh yeah, you have Titty Tuesday, but Titty Tuesday has been going for. But you, it's so many different. When it comes to a Tuesday, there's so many different hashtags. It could be Titty Tuesday, it could be, like Tasty Tuesdays. It could be, I guess, I think I usually see Thong Thursdays. Do you be seeing Thong Thursdays, Black?
Yeah, I be seeing Thong Thursdays, and some of them don't even deserve to be in thongs and shit. But that's another story.
But don't you hate that, though? I mean, you know, it is what it is, though, because they make thongs in all different shapes and sizes, so you already know it's out there. So anybody can go and grab a thong, get your size, and bend over real quick to take a picture and post it like, damn, Thong Thursday. Okay, yeah. That is crazy, but I had an interesting question from a friend of mine, and I told that person that I was going to bring it up on the show today, but before I do that, shout out to @I'm_motivated, the bro right there. He's actually doing a segment.
We got a couple of callers.
We do. All right, so
And even before we get to the callers, our interviewees here.
Okay, cool. Let's get started. And then I guess when we, after Angel, then I'll continue with what I was going to say in regards to my bro and what he got going on. So, listeners, callers, I see you. Just bear with us. Let us get through this first interview. Listen up, pay attention, and I will definitely get to you because I definitely do see you. So, all right, well, Angel, you already know Tuesdays is you, boo, so I will let you take the floor. You're definitely rocking out on All Bob's Radio.
Yes. For all those who are listening, you're about to bring on one of the hottest DMV models. Her name is, well, her Twitter name is @SafariTheSexyOne. So are you here? Hello?
She's on the line.
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How y'all tonight?
We're doing good. Well, first, I want to say welcome to All Bars Radio with myself, Angel, the co-host, and Nikki Bars, the host, and our very own at Brooklyn Black. We welcome you to the show, and we're going to go ahead and get started. We don't want to hold you up too long. So you want to go ahead and tell the listeners officially who you are and what it is exactly that you do.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, I'm Sexy Sapphire. I also go by B-More's Hidden Jewel. I am a model, former porn starlet, amateur cam girl. I write poetry. I'm a spoken word artist. I do promotions. I kind of do it all. I'm a Jill of all trades.
All right. Well, how long have you been modeling?
I started this in, like, 2006, but I want to say that I didn't take my first professional picture until 2007. Like, all my pictures before then sucked.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So when you started to model, exactly who inspired you? Because I know a lot of times when people get into different industries, you know, they take inspiration from other people that are already in the industry. Who can you say, pretty, I mean, you can take it from however angle that you want as far as modeling is concerned, but who inspired you to be a model?
Wow. And, you know, I never get tired of telling this story because people always ask, how did you get into this crap? I don't follow any models. I've never followed any models. I'm 5 foot even. I never even thought I would be a model. Back when I was working my last vanilla job back in, like, 2006, I was sitting on MySpace, and I saw an issue of Playboy. The June 2006 issue of Playboy was going to be the girls of MySpace. And I got pissed off. And I said, here I am busting my ass and doing all this work, and you're telling me these chicks put some pictures on MySpace and now they're in Playboy. I said, I can do that. And so the next day I started a MySpace page. And here we are.
That's what's up. That's real crazy that that's how you got started.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you already said a couple of things that you got featured in. Would you like to tell the listeners other items that you've been featuring since you've been modeling?
Oh, man, I've done quite a few magazines now. I'm proudest of probably the one that I just did because I got featured not for my looks but for my brain. And I've been focusing a lot lately on turning Sapphire into more of a personality and to focus on my erotic writings and stuff. And so I just got one of my stories published in 86 Magazine, which is put out by Influence Magazine. So I'm really proud of that. And my upcoming feature in issue number 23 of Bubble Shake magazine is really a big thing for me because I've only done the Bubble Shake XXX magazine, which I've done twice. But to do the official Bubble Shake magazine, that makes me feel really proud that I've stepped up to where I can compete with the other models who are featured in it every month.
That's awesome. Congratulations for that. So in the next 5 years, where do you see yourself? As a model, as a professional writer, just in general?
Well, Sapphire, I see me branding myself even further in the next year. But I see me taking a turn away from more of the adult work and to focus more on behind the scenes. Like, I just joined up with a new company out of Baltimore called Sin 69 Studios. And even though I don't want to do porn anymore, I'm going to be producing porn and managing talent and helping to develop talent. And I'll be working on my erotic stories. And probably by mid-2013, I'll have my first book of stories on Kindle. And I'm also working on a spoken word CD. So I see Sapphire moving more into, like, a public domain instead of being such an XXX girl.
That's awesome. Well, I saw some of your pictures, and I just want to say kudos to the photographers because it's also always about the photographers. I've done a little bit of modeling myself, and if you don't have good photographers, I don't care how nice you are, they have to bring it out. So they did a really good job helping you embrace those looks that you've done. And I just want to let you know, personally, from my end, I live in the DMV, so if there's anything that you need, I'm always first to support where I come from. You can always hit me via Twitter or my email and network with me if you want me to come out and support you. You know, I can do that for you. It's not a problem. Now, before I have anybody else ask you anything, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, let me stop. Let me say shout out to Sin 69 Studios because they're allowing me to live out my dream of producing and moving behind the camera. So thank you to them, and definitely to Bubble Shape because the brand Bubble Shape Corp has held Sexy Sapphire down for the last 3-4 years, and my Facebook family because you know what, I'm on Twitter all the time. But I'm so real on Facebook, I even go by my government. My page still maxed out. And then people, they become more than fans. They become my family, and I just love them.
Most definitely. That's what it is. Nikki, do you have anything that you want to say to Ms. Sapphire?
Yes, I do. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, let me tell you first, I love your tweet.
I'm sorry, Mama. What did you say? My mic just went in and out real quick.
I said I wanted to tell you I love your tweet.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just want to give you a big shout out. Shout out to you and everything that you're doing because, you know, I'm a woman myself and I love my body. And you know what I mean? I don't try to belittle myself. I don't try to, you know, downgrade myself or play myself when I'm just trying to just show off, you know, what I'm working with. But shout out to you and everything that you got going on. Congratulations.
You know what? That's all any of us can do is work what we got. I get told on a daily basis I'm too ugly to model. I was too skinny. I just gained all this weight. Now they all on my big butt. You know what? People are going to talk no matter what you do. People are going to have something to say, whether they hating on you or they just really want to congratulate you but don't know how. So you got to let people feel how they feel. And as long as you're comfortable with what you're doing, do it.
I know. Mm-hmm. I definitely do agree because I've been one, I've been in situations where, you know, I've actually done modeling and that's where I've started. I've been in Source Magazine. The issue with Kabillionaire on the cover, so it was a while ago. You know, I've done many different projects, but I've always been faced with the situation where it's just like, you know, oh my God, like, you know, other females are probably like, yo, there's this and there's that, or some dudes, you know, will have something to say. Yeah, like you said, again, people will always have something to say, so just do you. And I definitely do live by that, as you can see. So shout out to you. What I wanted to know was when you started doing, like, XX and stuff like that, like, was that something that you, like, was that something that you really knew that you would, like, be really good at once you had the opportunity?
No, I didn't plan to get into it. I don't know how I got into it, you know. It's so funny because I used to just play around on my webcam for free, you know, and I'd be doing stuff on camera. And one of my, like, real dedicated fans was like, well, Queen, you know you can make money doing what you be doing on cam. And I'm like, I can. And he like, yeah. And he put me onto some websites. And, like, it kind of just exploded from that. Like, I never planned on doing it. And believe it or not, what a lot of people don't realize is even though I put out a lot of videos, when I was doing it, because I haven't filmed hardcore porn in 2 years, but when I only filmed with my real boyfriend. I never had sex with an actual porn star on camera or anything, so I was very comfortable doing what I did because I was doing it with my man.
Wow.
That's the fact. And it's so great that you're so open and so honest about, you know, what it is that you do. And just to hear you say that, you know, I mean, Nikki says it all the time when we close out, like, don't give a fuck what people say about you, but Nikki is pretty tall. So coming from a female that's 5 foot, you know, four, I'm 5'4", I'm short, I'm petite, and I don't look like the average female. You know, I'm tiny all the way around. I have the short hair. I have the round face. You know, my voice is a little bit softer. You know, my eyes a little bit changed. I look way different from the sex look females. So me being in the industry, I go more for the promotional modeling where I do commercials and I do things like that. I always have that in the back of my head. I'm not, you know, going to make the job and do this, that, third. But, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, it's about your confidence and it's about you just doing what you love. And to hear another woman that doesn't fit the stereotype say that, all young ladies need to take heed to that. You do not have to be textbook. You do not have to be 5'10", you know, light skin, blue eyes. You just do what you do and use what God gave you. And, you know, just kudos to you and everything you're doing. And then we're going to let Black, you have anything you want to say?
You know what? I just want to... Just looking, so you did what you did, and you're doing what you're doing now. So 5, 10 years from now, I guess, when all said and done, you're no longer in front of the camera, but rather probably behind the camera or doing something else. What's the one thing you want to associate with your legacy or the stuff that you did? What's the one thing you want people to say about you?
I want people to remember where I came from. I tell my story all the time, and I want them to know that I came from the gutter and that I do all this by myself. I ain't got no management. I ain't got no team. I ain't got nobody. And that know that if you got faith in yourself, that's all you need. And I want people to look at me as an example. I'm legally disabled. I collect disability every month. I want people to see me and know that nothing has to hold you back except for you.
Amazing. Well, thank you for rocking out with us. You can continue to listen in. We have another interview coming up soon, but in April, Nikki will have a topic with your ex-callers to call in and comment and things of that nature. So don't be a stranger. Like I said, keep in touch. I do a lot of support throughout the DMV. A lot of my DMV followers hit me up, and I come out to their events and things of that nature. So just definitely just keep in touch because I love to support where I come from. It's all about love, and a lot of times where you are from is where you don't get the most support. So my job is to make sure that people get the support that they need.
Well, we'll definitely be talking and stuff, and maybe we can get some banners from y'all on my website and stuff. So we'll be talking.
All right. Not a problem. We'll enjoy the rest of your night, and I hope you continue to listen to what we got going on tonight, Mama.
All right. Have a great night, and everybody, y'all follow me on Twitter. It's real easy. It's just Sexy Sapphire. I'll holler at y'all later.
Wait, I'm
sorry?
I said, are you following back, though?
I don't know. I'm following both of them. I don't know if I'm following you.
Probably not.
But you know what, Sapphire? You know what I'm going to do when I'm able to get on Twitter? What I'm going to do is, because I'm going to hit you up anyway, I'm going to, you know, tweet you with Brooklyn Black. That's Brooklyn Black. And that way you guys can start following each other and take
awesome.
It from there.
That way he can see my Titty Tuesday pictures. Awesome.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
He likes that.
I'm listening to the rest of the show. Y'all have a great
yes,
night.
Listen, you too. All right. Yes, that's what it is. Y'all know y'all want to follow her sexy ass. Y'all know y'all want to follow. Y'all know y'all want to see. Y'all know y'all interested. So.
Twitter.
like, you're a model or something?
I do modeling. I'm a school teacher by nature, but I do modeling. I do a whole lot of other things.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. How long y'all been doing this whole radio thing?
We've been doing it ever since May. So we've been doing it for a while.
My God, has it been that long?
It has been that long because we started it on my birthday. So we've been doing it since May.
Since May? Wow. So like are y'all just like is it like over a radio station or are y'all like is it just over phone, like phone conference type thing?
What's up, dude? You do music? What's up? You rap? You sing? You sound like you're a singer. You sing, son?
What'd you say?
I said you sound like you're a singer. You sing?
Yep.
Rap? You do poetry? What you do?
I promote stuff and create websites, basically. And, I mean, I party a lot. That's basically it. I mean, just graduated this year. I'm going to college for the first year and whatnot. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just now starting life.
All right, congrats. Now, we got to get moving to our next interview, so if you want to give a shout-out, you can do that.
I just want to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Jasmine Ellis. Give a shout-out to my brother, Darius. You know, I don't know his Twitter name, but, yeah, give a shout-out to him. Mm-hmm. Whoever's listening, that's all.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Y'all take care.
You too.
All right, Ms. Angel, our next interview is in the building, and I'm actually real hyped for this one.
I know you are. I can't today. I just hope that doesn't happen again. All right, so without further ado, I just want to say, Black is, actually excited because he, was like, Angel, what you know about smooth, that blah, blah, blah. So you want to go ahead and introduce him for us, Black?
All right, well, for those who don't know, we got the one, the only, Smooth the Hustler with us in the building. Smooth, what's going on?
What's good, Daddy? What's cracking?
Chilling, man.
Hi, what's up? What's up, Bobs? What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Damn, they in unison, all right?
Welcome to my world, man.
All right, there you go. I'm saying, hey, yo, it's better to have two than one. I mean, two is better than one.
Two is always better than one. That's
what's crazy. True indeed. What's going on? Hey, yo, you know what's funny? I was just, I just got out the car and I was going inside. And I'm like, yo, do I call? Do I, what do I do? So peep game. So I went on a Twitter, right? This technology shit is crazy. I went on a Twitter thing from my phone. And then I hit y'all link and the shit pulled me right into y'all conversation. I'm like, yo, somebody on my phone? So I'm listening. And I heard the young lady that just went off, Sapphire, I heard the last part of her interview. So I hear she's grinding. So that was cool. So I said, all right, so I'm on deck. So, you know, then I just followed everything else I saw. And here I am. So let's get it going. What's good?
Welcome to the show. This is Angel, of course. First, I want to say shout out to your manager. I guess he's your manager at Nitty SMG. Me and Ben probably been talking for a while. He put me down with you, so welcome. I'm glad to have you. But for all those who may not know you, go ahead and let everybody know who you are and where you're from and what it is that you do.
Okay, we're Smooth the Hustler from Brooklyn, Brownsville.
New York.
The last blocks on earth.
Hey.
You know, I mean, I'm SMG, Sex, Money, and Guns. I represent that real street hardcore music. My fan base is limited, but they real, so I respect them and love them.
That's what's up. Well, of course, I always get information about who I'm going to interview, and I want to know, since you came from Brooklyn and you come up with people like B.I.G. and Jay-Z and things of that nature, who was someone that you know, like you kind of looked up to, who kind of gave you the inspiration to do what it is that you do and to grind as hard as you do?
That's a good question. It was actually like Run-DMC and everybody else that was actually before me, Rakim, Coogee Rap, the late greats. When I was coming up, actually in that time, I was young. I was just turning a teenager, and Jay-Z was on his run. He was making a resurgence. He had left Jazzo, and Biggie had just hooked up with Puffy, so he was doing his shows, and I was in the midst of doing my show. So we was kind of, in the same area. I mean, I hung out with them dudes. I knew them dudes. I was quiet as kept, like on the Dead President's video. It was myself, Jay-Z, AZ, and Biggie at the round table playing Monopoly for about $300,000-$400,000 cash. But it was like a Brooklyn thing. So shouts to all of them, but they was on the come up at the same time I was on the come up. I was just a little younger. So, in the midst of moving around, everybody kind of inspired everybody. You know, we was, in them days, you had to be really doing what you said you was doing, because if you wasn't, somebody would check you.
Exactly. Well, I got to listen to, of course, one of your things today, and it did kind of like sound like Run-DMC and Wu-Tang playing, so that's kind of funny. So you want to go ahead and talk about a lot of people that you did alongside of?
Who haven't I been alongside of? I mean, I've been alongside of a lot of greats. I mean, the ones I just mentioned, Jay-Z, Biggie, Run-DMC, Puffy, Onyx, M.O.P., Boot Camp Click. I worked on the Detox album, Public Enemy. I wrote for the He Got Game soundtrack. Foxy, I was actually one of Foxy's first writers for her album. I've actually done a lot. I mean, truthfully to say, for self, I pretty much done as much that I could have dreamed of when I was little coming up, saying, oh, I want to be a rapper. I ended up doing, tons of stuff, whether writing, recording, or performing. With all of the people I looked up to, and they respect me to this day. So, I wouldn't have it no other way.
That's about well.
Shouts to Trigger the Gambler. Shouts to all my real Broken Language fans.
I was about to ask you what's up with Trig, man.
He good actually. He in Virginia. We always had a company, SMG. Shouts to Ice-T. We did like a few things in the days. We did a group, me, Ice-T, Trey, and my dude Mark Live. Shouts to Deuce Fever, my homegirl. She's going to kill me if I don't say her name. Anyway, I get back to her. We was all on the road, Miami. We went to Germany for like maybe a month and did a big tour to kind of promote the group as well as my company. So I thank him for that. And we came back and did some pay-per-view stuff at BB King's out here on 42nd and had it on the cable channel and all that. So that was great hustling. So what it did was help me propel my company to be able now to kind of help other cats who believe in their dream succeed their dream, So we're doing SMG now. We got a lot of stuff in the works, and you'll be hearing about it soon. This whole Twitter thing tripping me out, but I'm getting
it's
used
so
to it.
It's so funny because a lot of people just think you know, like, I know about you. You know, Black has told me some things. Your manager has told me some things. And I just want to say, it doesn't matter how many followers you have. If you on your shit, you on your shit. And this nigga right here is on his shit. So, kudos to you.
I don't mean to cut you off, babe. Dang, I really appreciate that. But, I mean, you know what? I ain't really like the Twitter thing. I get that up in a minute. I mean, I got followers around the globe. Everywhere I go, I mean, this ain't no brag. This is just what it is. Yeah, no brag. And truthfully, the music that I do put out independently, it actually speaks for itself because, I mean, I still don't have a job. I'm still hustling, doing the same shit I've been doing. So, shouts to everybody who truly support me, because you know that should help pay my bills.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to let the listeners know anything you got coming up?
Actually, right now I have an artist by the name of Nino Best. We just put his mixtape out, actually, the other day.
Don't give too much, because he'll be on the show soon.
All right, True and D, so there you have it. So we have that. I mean, we just finished some trailers to a possible reality show. My label, hopefully, in the next few weeks, will be signed. I'm negotiating now. Just some online stuff, but it's a great power move, like extremely great for what I do. And so I'm hoping it go through, because, I mean, if it does, then, I mean, it's a great gateway for other artists who, you know, who, again, believe in their stuff and true to themselves. They have a platform, and they can become their own boss.
That's awesome. Now, before I let you go and I let Nikki and Black ask you a few questions, I want to just make sure that Black, you do have one of his selections, right?
Uh-huh.
Black?
Yeah, I just want to know, Smooth, you know, you
can be Black, hold on, Black, I asked you a question. You do have his phone that I emailed you, right? All right. So once I give you the floor and everybody asks you questions, we're going to go ahead and go on a commercial break and let the listeners get to hear something from you so they can be aware of the sound that you bring to hip-hop. Okay, Nikki, do you have any questions for Mr. Smooth?
I'm just truly indeed. How you doing?
I'm fine of yourself.
I'm okay. I'm still in Brooklyn stand-up. I'm actually from the Bronx borough, but... Got love for Brooklyn. Thank you. And just salute to you and everything that you got going on. And, you know, I respect real hip-hop because, honestly, I consider myself to be like an R&B chick. But when I hear real hip-hop, like, I really get into it. So that's what I always look for. I really do. And I haven't heard you, so I'm definitely anxious for this commercial break so I could, you know, I get to hear what you sound like. And,
you got to dig deep. Oh, man, like, after this interview, like, I truly advise you and anybody who never heard of me before just to kind of go back. Like, I first started with a record called Hustlin'. Now, nowadays, everybody's a hustler, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, mind you, I started in 94. My first single was called Hustlin'. My everyday lifestyle ain't nothing but a hustle. And it was independent. I put it out, me and my crew, we put it out ourselves. And from that record, the momentum of that record allowed me to go through the doors. It ended up on Hot 97 and a few other spots, but that record allowed me to become who I am. At the time, they were saying, Smooth who? The hustler what? We can't market this, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a market for hustling. So nowadays, since everybody's doing it, I mean, it's a big pat on my back because it truly shows I was ahead of my time. But I would suggest that you just kind of search back Smooth Hustler, and you will truly see what the artist is doing today. It ain't nothing from what I was doing from in the days. And I just mean on the lines of hustling. But I wasn't glorifying it. I wasn't talking about $1 million and boats and coke coming in off seas and all that. I was talking real shit, you know.
I definitely will take this time out, you know, my day too, and my days are busy, but I definitely
appreciate it.
You're welcome,
but you know you're doing interviews, sweetheart, so you know you got to be up on your hip hop, but you know,
definitely. So with that being said, just all I have to say to you is just, you know, if you're not following me already, I believe, like I was, I tweeted a couple of times about you and Sapphire, you know, being on the show tonight. Just, you know, keep me posted. And I always ask people that, you know, do what they do, especially if you, you know, you're in the music entertainment industry. If you want to, you can create a drop for All Barbs Radio.
Of course, why not?
Yeah, so what you can do is, you know, like Angel will definitely send you the information where you can send the drop to, and we'll definitely spin it along whatever new music you got coming up or whatever new music you have to share.
Uh-huh.
Send this to me. I'll let you know that information too, so that way on Thursday,
cool. I do,
you know, I like to play unsigned independent artist music, and what we do is we critique it, we judge it, and we let you know if that shit is hot or not.
But
and,
that's the greatest way to do it, yeah.
It is. And then, like,
a lot of the records wouldn't have got through the mainstream if they had a real panel of hip-hop artists doing that, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. So, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing Thursday. So if you have music, just send it to me. I'll definitely keep it in rotation. And with that being said, Black, do you have anything you want to say so that we, you know, my listeners and I can hear some of his shit?
I got something from the All the Rap joint. Definitely got that on deck.
All right, damn. Well, that's extreme hip hop right there. That was actually for the Ice-T movie, the All the Rap, which we was actually in it. We didn't make the cut for the movie, but we made the DVD cut. So shouts to everybody for the All the Rap promotion now. DVD is out. You can order it or you can get Best Buys, wherever. But that's the title song for it. I didn't make the movie cut, so I did the next best thing.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you for rocking out with myself, Angel Love Tweeds, a.k.a. Angel, Nikki Barbs, a.k.a. at How's Your Head Game, and Brooklyn Black, of course, his name says it all. And I just want to thank you. And anything you need, you know, support-wise, you can just send it through Nitty. You know, he supports me all day, every day. He's cool people. He's, like, one of my faves. And,
That's what's up.
I got you. Whatever you want me to retweet, you know, he can just send me an email like he always does. And I look forward to having your other artists coming up soon.
The spill is guts. Nino Best, the spill is guts. All right, no doubt. That sound great. Shouts to Nitty, too. That's number one man on deck right now. So shouts to him. That's my Grand Central right there.
Let's get into this motherfucking track, though. So, Black, whenever the fuck you're ready, you're definitely rocking out on All About Radio, you guys. Like,
definitely.
With it.
Yeah, I mean, it gets no flyer than this. I mean, two fly chicks in a Brooklyn, nigga? Come on, man.
Ow. Yeah, I'm trying
That's
to tell
Exactly. Let's go.
Yo, I'm about to demonstrate the art of rap. Yeah. Smoother Hustler. Brooklyn. Yo. I'm an outcast, my exhibit is raw. Nevertheless, I keep it Dougie fresh. Yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all. I beat y'all. Y'all beat Paul. You MC Light. I'm Heavy D in these streets, dog. No matter the season, got salt and pepper on me. Shaking the hard white, black Glock resting on me. I beat Rock the CL. Smooth got revenue with his Beastie Boys. They call him the Rock Steady Crew. We ride Chevy, cop heavy. I got Fetty too. Most death was common. I chug Rock Heavy Jews. I'm about to dead press half a mil to a mil. Push the wheel through the bill, through Cypress to Sugar Hill. By the spot, had Shantae on the block all day. You JJ Fat, and I want the rocks and Shantae. We in the jungle, brother, singing to the sergeant. See, my Glock make music, I bone thugs in harmony. Bullets kiss suckers, make them hug the concrete. Seek the street, him and the concrete beyond arm reach. He tried to snoop, couldn't touch a dime. A leader of the new, I run these MCs, I bust the rhymes. Male or female, I rock him and hug your team suck. My queen pen do a king just. The art of rap. I used to be a public enemy with criminals running around. Was once mainstream, now digital underground. I G-rap, G-pack. Who said it's all Brooklyn? From BK to AZ, my ghetto boys push it. I'm gangstar. I cold crush brothers, bring the noise. 16, they love my flavor, Flav. Yeah, boy, we in WAs. They BMW crazed. Easy on the E-mind, you ain't coming today. I don't care and play. I'm slicker than Rick with my ruler. Look, little mama, the Big Daddy Kane to ruin ya. You need Dr. Dre to get big.
magnetic MC. My polarity pulls the ass section of me. Plus, I'm a monster when I'm high, so if I plan on pumping her, I bring beer, Tupac's, and a big L to punish her. She want more love, I'ma give her a little more. Some cook, coke, crack, get a jig of them before. M&M's in the left or right, stuck in my pocket. Master P and the G, no limits to object. I lost boys on the come up. Curb chase the dope head to his home, running for third base. My chaotic style, organized, confusing. So before the chaos, we mob deep in the herd's face. The art of rap. Like Africa, bam, bottom, my legacy won't stop. Now if I don't drop soon, another MF's doomed. I get busy, B, you heard of me early. I usually brutally murder beats, though I curl heat and murder beef. These dumbbells, they ain't fooling me, done. I'm a large professor, I straight schoolie DM. I rock like T and Scott LaPlay a role. I plug one, plug two, take your daylight soul. I'm an old dirty bastard, so fresh and so clean. I Raekwon the chef dudes, ghost face the scene. Do a Houdini and Camp Low, 40 by the tracer. My method man, the Capadon, I'm naughty by nature. I do a cake solo on the LL Cool. Furious 5, Fearless 4, Treacherous 3, Awesome 2. I'm the one like KRS. Grandmaster Caz on him, wow salad. Now picture me Grandmaster Flash on him. Me and Trig B-side, we spazzed on him. For the record, he can get ill and I'll scratch for him. Black sheep of the flock, my lynch mob, 40 thieves tops. Ain't nothing brand Nubian but the cops. We might Geronimo rappers or hang him on the spot. Keep what I beat nuts for they guap. Just ice cubes in my iced tea, the summer's hot. I Curtis blow the scene before police run on the block. For life, I'm just hip to the hop. Hustler.
Yes.
How did you like that, Nikki? Wasn't it like real hip hop?
No, it was so fucking real hip hop. I was just about to say, like, that's the shit that I would fucking, like, anywhere that I'm going, I would fucking bump that shit. Like, I think that after my fucking cup of coffee, I would.
Damn,
bump
that's
shit.
That's love right there. 109
MC. It is. It is. Like, and I love real raw hip hop. That shit was so fly, like Angel, honestly. And I know, you just like me, we're very selective, like, when it comes to we are, like, we will fucking tell you, like, that shit is black, like, where do you get your inspiration from? Like,
and let me tell you, I don't give good reviews. They always call me, like, the sign-in of the bunch. But Black will tell you, is the one that I'm a true original fan of hip-hop. So when I actually listened to that today, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to forward this over to Nikki and the Black from next door. They play this shit on the radio tonight because that's the thing I had watched on. Like, you know how back in the day they would do the ciphers? Like, if I knew that was on the cipher for that night, I would not watch my reality TV. I would watch you spit that shit in your wonderful light. And
there
that's
kind of
real. So for that, I give you a 9.5.
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
I definitely,
say no more.
I definitely have to agree with Andrew because this is what we do. Like, we'll let you know how we feel about it. And like I said again, like, this is something that I would actually, like, early in the morning when I wake up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, after my cup of coffee and I got a little bit of energy in me, like, I would definitely bump this because, like, I feel like that's something that will wake me up, you know, just some real shit so I can start my day. So I agree with Angel. I would give it a 9.5. And I've never gave anybody on this show a 9.5. I've never.
Damn, you're close, huh?
I never. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Wow, I mean, same here. That's the fuel for my flame. I truly appreciate it. And nobody goes unnoticed. Like, nothing goes unnoticed. I appreciate it all.
Thank you. Well, thank you for rocking with us. And like I said, if you need anything from me, you know, Nitty, that's my boy. He supports me all day. He retweets me. He shouts me out every day. You just feel free to hit me up as well. You know, I'm a supporter. Nikki will support you as well. You can just send me an email, and we got your back.
We need that drop though, because like we have a lot of drops that we play all the time, and shout out to everybody that sends us drops. But like, I definitely would want to hear your voice in one of the drops, so I definitely have to get that information to you. And like I said again, Angel will let you know. You know, to send it to her and show photo with the Black, and it'll be fun.
That's done. I appreciate y'all taking the time to talk to me. And I'll just stay in the loop with y'all. I see y'all on Twitter. I see y'all when y'all pop y'all head up. So mm-hmm. I'll stay in the loop. I'll make sure I stay in the loop.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go because we got topics and stuff to discuss. And if you got some things you want to ask about.
Hold on. 1 second. I just, you know, I can't just be going out and let the Brooklyn nigga say one thing. Like,
I'm sorry, Blake. Go ahead, Blake.
Shit.
I'm sorry. Now, yes, go ahead, Blake. Go ahead.
Now, Smooth, I remember 94, 95. That was about 11, 12. You had ripped the Ralph McDaniels Festival on Bedford Ave.
Oh, shit. You remember that? Yeah.
I was there. Dude, I was up in the front row, and you
get
came down. I had a little composition book. You
and
Trig, y'all tagged my shit up.
Well, that's love right there. I mean, see, we the same approachable niggas. You know, ain't nothing different. Well, you know, music is music. I do that because I love it. The perks is videos, and you know, people get to know you and see you and all that. But at the end of the day, I'm you know, I bleed just like you bleed. So, you know, wherever I am, if I, you know, if I'm respected and accepted, I mean, it goes back in full reverse. So, you know, the same dude who I signed the book to is now doing an interview on me. That's love. You could have shunned me away. You know, regardless how dope another nigga said I am, you could have said, nah, that nigga ain't signed my shit 15 years ago. Or something. You know what I'm saying? So
I got word it was you on. I was like, what you know about Smooth the Hustler? Like, that's my time.
yeah. What they know. You got to school them now. It's great they
exactly
did the interview. And what they know. And, I mean, it was a great interview. I liked it. I had a lot of shitty interviews. So
words, Smooth. I'll be looking to working forward with you, man.
I'm sorry?
I said I'll be looking forward to working with you in the future and all that.
All right, well, I mean, you know, I don't know if you got my math that popped up, but I mean, I follow you on Twitter and all that, and then we chop it up and connect the dots, and you know.
Definitely, we'll link.
All right, done. Sounds like a plan. All right, well, shit, y'all keep the radio station banging, man. I mean, now, how's your head game? What's going on with that? How's your head game? That's crazy.
Yes.
Tell Sapphire if she's getting into any type of sex stuff, you know, I mean, since we are sex, money, and guns, I mean, we may cross promote something or maybe do something. Right, she's doing spoken word and all.
I'll definitely, you know what it is, like, I'll definitely tweet, you know, everybody together so we can all follow each other and we can all start talking and networking and everything and make it do what it do.
Yeah, make it do. It's all good, though. But, you know, much success to everybody in their endeavors. I see y'all on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night.
All right, good. All right, yo, Brooklyn, hold it down. Shouts to the boss.
No,
yes.
No, you know.
All right. Nikki,
yes.
I'm sorry. I just have to say this. Girl, so our anonymous caller.
Oh, actually, we got more anonymous callers, but we do have people who've been waiting
patiently.
No,
please, no.
Okay,
we're gonna get more anonymous callers.
Okay, I agree with you. So, because I was feeling
Nikki,
the same way.
You've been looking for us for like 34 minutes. Like, he just failed me. That's crazy. Like, I can't do this.
All right, but yes, we're gonna get to the callers right now.
Anonymous callers, please. If you want to be picked up, please show your number so Nikki can decide if she wants to pick you up or not. We can't take it tonight.
Okay.
I just can't.
I'm definitely not tonight because I'm definitely feeling really nice. Like, you know, I've been the whole time, the interviews. I love both interviews. I was sipping my wine and shit. So before I get to the callers really quickly, I just want to get to this question. Like I said again, like, my friend sent me this question. And the question is, and this is vice versa. So when I say it, it's coming from a male, but the question is vice versa. So if the woman is off and on with the pussy and head with her dude, is it wrong for him to reach out to other means of pleasure? Rather it be physical or mental. So I want to know if you think it's, you know, okay to, like, what should you do, I guess, in that situation if your woman or guy sends you with the penis or the pussy. How do you, and, you know, and this is somebody that you love, this is somebody that you're with, and you're trying to be with that person and keep it tight, keep it faithful, but if they're off and on with the shit, like, what the fuck do you do? How do you deal with that? Like, do you step outside to fulfill that need and that need only because your girl or your guy is off and on with the shit, or do you accept that and, you know, deprive yourself from what the fuck you like? So, Angel, what would you say to that? Because, you know, I've been one to been off and on with it. Like, I have my days, especially if it depends on you. So it depends on how we're rocking or how we're vibing all. If I'm not really feeling you and, you know, we're together, I might not want to give it up today because I'm feeling a certain type of way. And maybe when I get over that, then we'll be able to, you know, get to it, especially if we talk about it or if it's known. But how would you handle that, Andrew? What would you say?
I mean, I feel like, first of all, you know, why is it that your significant other is being stingy? Is it maybe you're not pleasing them? It could be a whole bunch of things. The best thing I can say is just ask, right? You know, ask a simple question, what's going on with your, you know, your female friend or your male friend, whatever you want to call it, and let them give you an honest opinion. And if you just don't feel like that, it's sufficient enough. You just need to move on. Why are you even going to stay in a relationship that you're not happy with? I don't care if it's sexually happy. I don't care if it's an emotional unhappiness. If you're just not happy in one aspect of the relationship, it's going to boil over into other aspects. Because I know when nigga don't get none, he acts up. I know if I want something and I don't get none, I'm going to act up. You know, so why even get in the mix of all that? You know, have the conversation. If it's not something that you can fix, just move on and be happy. Be a single man and get all the pussy you want.
Because, you know what, and I definitely do agree with you saying, and I definitely do want to get to these callers, and I definitely want to hear Black's point of view really quickly, but, you know, I've experienced that, though. You know, like, and it's weird because it's like, to me at first, you know, it was like, okay, damn, like, once you start dealing with a nigga and, you know, especially for somebody that they had their eye on you for a while and, you know, you knew that or you guys were friends for the most part before anything, and now that you guys finally got together, and especially when you guys even first decided to even have sex, and now it's just like, oh, my God. Like, is it expected that, like, whenever, you know, whenever we're around each other that we always have sex, or, like, am I not supposed to, you know, just, like, come around every now and then and just be like, all right, let's just chill, let's just do this, let's do that. Like, are we, but, Black, what do you see to that?
Man, I could go on about it, but just plain and simple, I'm not even going to.
Because, like, if I, I mean, if my man was stingy with it, I mean, like, if I want, like, if we don't have sex every single day, like, 7 days out of the week, I'm okay with that. I feel like, you know, yeah, when I do want it, though, like, but who's to say, like, you know, every day's where he wants it, but then it's days where, like, you don't, you know, you as a woman, you don't feel like engaging in sex, I mean, because, you know, you may have a headache, or you may not feel well, you may just want to just relax for tonight, you know, you have cramps, whatever the case may be, you don't know, you know, you just don't feel like doing it. Like, I feel like the guy's supposed to understand that and not be upset over that. But as far as, like, holding out, like, especially when it comes to, I'm really big on head, so because head, you can do that shit 365. You know what I'm saying? Especially if the female's, you know, not on her shit,
some guys like to do it like that, but that is always a given, especially for the male. But Benji, maybe we would have to talk about it, but I would always say, like, you know, we don't have to do it all the time. So, like, you know, if you will, you can definitely get to some callers now.
All right, let's do it. Last four digits, 7006. You're live on All Bars Radio. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from, and how do you feel about your chick is being stingy on the head?
Rap Dizzle, repping the DMV. Tisha, what it do? How's your head game? Angel, what up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Black? I don't know you yet, but I will, you know. But let me speak on that real quick. I feel like this. Like Black said, I could go on and on about it, but it go multiple ways. I mean, like, at the end of the day, you can lay up and be stingy if you want, but then when that nigga get the creeping on you, blame yourself, vice versa. Oh, I mean, man, fuck it. I mean, like, man, look, it's wild because it's like a game, you know what I'm saying? If you're on your period or whatever, that's understood. But if you just being bittersweet, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, why play the game? You know what I'm saying? When you know the rules of the game. So, I mean, you in a situation, if you with somebody you love, then, I mean, you're going to have to take that on the chin. You know what I'm saying? At that point. But, I mean, I guess it depends on the seriousness of the relationship and the people involved. I mean, like, it's two sides. It's two sides of the fence. So, I mean, I don't know.
But what if it's not because I'm on my period, okay, that's just an exception. But, like, sometimes, like, what if you want it, you tend to always want it more than I do? You know what I'm saying?
I can respect that, and I guess I feel that. But, I mean, I think I can speak for 90% of the fellas. It's probably almost never that we don't want to. But it seems that, you know, when it comes to a female, it's like, I don't feel like it. It rained today. Or, you know, some bullshit. Like, it's always, you know what I'm saying, something. But when you're ready to jump on it, it's never like a nigga saying, oh, nah, man, you know, I had a long day today, babe. It's never like that.
I'm all right.
So, I mean,
a long way if you had a long day, duh.
So, I mean, like, I guess this is one of the most right here critical double standards, I guess, for fellas, because this is something I always talk about and something that's always disputed, a lot of relationships end over it, but some last. I mean, I guess you just got to adjust and act accordingly.
I guess so. Angel, what you got to say to Mr. fucking Scrap Dizzle from the DMV area?
I just have to say, I don't know, like... I'm sorry, if you're dating a female that's dick, I'm going to tell you it's rated outside. I don't feel like it. Nigga, you need to, like, step up your head game, your sex game or something, because I don't care if my head hurts. I don't care if, you know, like, not having a good day. You're supposed to turn me the fuck on. Plain and simple. Like, if you can't do that on my bad day, we need to have a conversation.
I agree. I mean, I'm just speaking for the fellas in general because, I mean, I'm sure Black and every other person, other dude listening has heard everything on the list before. And it's just like, I mean, literally, I don't know one dude that has ever, none of the dudes or niggas I know has ever turned down no cooch.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm lying.
I mean, unless it's foggy.
I turned down Coach before on account of ratchetness.
But see, that's understood. So there's no explanation needed for that. We saying just like on the basis that you in a relationship or this is the person you fucking.
Relationship though, like, because you know, if you're just fucking somebody, it should not be really too much in, like, feelings involved, because, like, it's just that one thing. But in a relationship though, like, you know, if this is somebody that you really love, it's somebody that you're, you know, y'all have that title with one another, it's somebody that you're around, but, you know, you still, as a man and as a woman, like, you know, hey, like, this you know, my man is being stingy with his dick, or my female's being stingy with her pussy, like, you know, is it wrong, you know, is it wrong for him or her to reach out to other means of pleasure, rather it be physical or mental?
I mean,
so, like, would it be wrong for me as a female, if my man is not giving me dick the way that I want, how I want it, when I need it, is it wrong for me to get on the phone with somebody that, you know, a stranger, and have phone sex with him and just get off real quick because I'm not getting it from my man? Like, is that wrong?
I mean, morally, yeah. I mean, if you asking a straightforward question, the answer is yes. I mean, granted, like, if I'm in a relationship, which I am, I'm not saying we have to have sex every single day, 24 hours a day. But don't hit me with the Slim Shady either, though, you know? So it's like, morally, if you in a relationship and that's what you choose to do, you step outside your circle or your nest, yeah, you wrong, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, to each his own. Everybody going to act different, so...
Black, what you got to say?
Yo, he does 100% right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing, like, yeah, right, not all day, every day. Don't get it twisted. You know, we would gladly accept it and appreciate it. But, you know, if it's not, we're not going to be doing it all day, every day. But, you know what I'm saying, even days when I might want it and you don't, like, sure, that's part of the give and take.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
what is the compromise?
You know, that's
what
part
about,
of the
about,
like, yo, I might have, you know, I might have had a great day at work, and a great way to end it is to have some nice ass for my girl while I get home. And, yo, you know, you might have a, you know, you might have a
what
little something.
What if I have a bad day? And what if I have a bad day? And what if my
so maybe
day?
Some stress to make it better. So either way,
exactly.
It's a
maybe. Maybe,
exactly.
Maybe. I'm not doubting that.
Make it a lot better.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doubting it, but, you know, every individual is different. You know, you could be that individual, that female, that had a bad day, and you're just, like, really aggravated, you're really annoyed. Yes, sex may make it better, but what if you're just, like, you're so aggravated that you can't even get in the mood, too? I'm just saying, because you always just have to look at it from, like,
man, where's the compromise, though? Like, all right, so, all right, that happens today. So, tomorrow, you had a great day. I didn't have a bad day, but I remember yesterday. So I'm like, nah. You know, and you mad now.
You know, I gotta get blue balls because, you know, some bitch cut you up at the salon or some shit. You know, it's not fair.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, it rained today when I had it. So I just never heard this shit before.
I mean, I guess it just goes like, that's a touchy topic. I mean, you never gonna win.
I feel you. I'm just saying because, you know, like, I mean, I don't want to say that I was ever stingy, but I've been in situations where it was just like, not today.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
females are moody.
No,
y'all get moody.
There's no specific, you know, like, it's not that you did anything to me. It's not that I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a simple fact. It's like, I'm just not today. Like, I'm okay. Like, maybe tomorrow. Like, just not today. Like.
See, when you say something like that, that registers on the part of the male brain that does not exist. You didn't do nothing to me. I just not in the mood. Like, what is it? Because it's like
not today.
So then it's like, I mean, I'm just asking, like, I'm just trying, because I know it's guys that are at home listening, just asking these questions out loud. Well, so is it going to be tomorrow? You want to ask that next, like, so,
well,
I mean, tomorrow?
Like, why can't we do it today?
Right, exactly. Like, why not?
21:05.
Did you not hear, Nikki? It's raining outside.
It's raining outside.
I'm depressing her.
Not today, please.
Not today.
I'm just saying, like, females, just like you said, your head hurt. So, I mean, it won't just take your mind off of it. I mean, you had a bad day, like you said.
When you're banging my head up against the fucking headboard,
okay, we'll just make love and take it slow, you know, if that's what it takes.
Okay.
Like, we can compromise,
okay.
You know?
Okay. All right. You're funny, and I definitely do agree with everything that you're saying. You're definitely funny, but I definitely have more callers that I want to get to. So please let everybody know that's listening. who you are, what you do, and how they can get at you and everything. Because, you know, you already know what to do, so just do you.
Okay, cool. Two things. Dizzle from the DMV. You can follow me on Twitter, at Scrap Dizzle. I might follow you back when I get around to it. I will be up in New York this weekend. I actually got my bro on the line with me. He got his first solo art exhibition up in Westbury in Long Island. So we will be up in New York this weekend. So I don't know if I'll be able to touch down with any of y'all, but if I can't give them 2 seconds, I'd like them to just go ahead and tell everybody where his art exhibition to be at and what time and where y'all can catch him. But holler at me if you're in the DMV this Thursday. I'm going to be down Lotus Lounge shooting a video live. Come through there. We call it Buffini Lounge because we blow all pack in there. So ladies free all night. Fellas, come through and get right.
That's what it is. Guess
what's
going
on, y'all? What's going on, nigga?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, shit, what's going on, Angel?
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry. I had a verbal moment. You said I had a prank on the phone?
Say hi.
Oh. Who was that? Who was this? Who was that, Nikki? That's prank, you said?
You said who this is?
I'm talking to Nikki. Nikki, who were you talking to on the phone?
Wait, you said, do I know what?
No, I said, who are we talking to on the online?
We're
on
talking
to
my bro.
This is Scraps the Row. So I'm going to let him introduce himself. So go ahead, if you can, again, so that Angel can hear who you are.
What's going on, Angel? I just hit you on Twitter. My name Saint. On Twitter, you can find me at I'm All Saint. This Saturday, the 22nd, I got my art show, my first solo exhibition coming up. It's called Black Cool. You can find it on curvingstoops.com. I'm an artist. I draw, I paint. I do, you know, anything I can get my hands on.
So if y'all want to pose nude or naked here, paint y'all, you know, you can have a canvas up over the bed, any of that type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
I love that word.
Well, I need for you to hit me up when I mention, because I'm going to be an artist. To complete my design for my clothing line. So, you know, you need to help out Dr. Shu with kind of art you do and how good you are.
That's what it is.
Hi, fellas. Thanks for rocking out with us. We do have to keep going. Tom is not on our side anymore.
All right, so shout out to Askrap Dizzle and at Saint. Like, definitely got to hit them up. I definitely will tweet them. So, Black, like, let's keep it going. I definitely do want to take
right.
Some shoes. All right, let's do it. Great.
Let's do
so let's go.
Your last four digits are 5380. 5380, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up?
Smooth and
Yo.
Hold on.
Who's this?
You sure ain't know who it is.
I hear that all the time, but, like, who is it, though?
Chris P.
Hey, Chris.
You know, Mr. Chris P, Chris_P.
I know. So, hey, Chris, how you doing?
What's going down?
Not that much. How are you?
See, I'm good, good. Just got back to the house.
Are you good? You rocking out with us?
When don't I ever rock out with y'all? Like,
I know. About the question. So, yes. How would you feel, you know, if the woman is, you know, if your girl, she's off and on with the pussy in the head? Is it wrong? Do you consider it to be wrong to reach out for other means of pleasure, rather it be physical or mental?
If you haven't had the conversation first, yes. Now, if you've had the conversation already and it's still going on and you reach out, you in the clear, like, you're good to go.
So...
Because, I mean, if you were in a relationship and you with your chick, like, you're going to be, yo, like, what's going on? Like, what's good? Like, talk to me. Like, what's happening?
Right.
And once you have that conversation, you're like, all right, well, if you're going to go down that lane, I'm going to go down this lane. And once that conversation is said and you've been heard and you're good to go, like, just do you.
I just feel like even if you have that conversation, like I said again, and it's like, it's really nothing. Like, it's nothing. Just some days, like, you know, maybe I'm the female that has, that works a very, like, you know, I have, like, a really strenuous job, so I'm always doing things, and maybe, you know, we might have a kid, and or I might have a kid, and, you know, just there's never enough time in the day, or, you know, you just, there's nothing really in particular, it's just that you may be tired tonight, and you are fucking slinging hard dick right now, and it's just, like, there's no reason why I wouldn't fuck you, it's just that, like, I'm not in the mood, so, like, yeah, maybe we can try again tomorrow. But, I mean, you have some people that have, like, at first you guys may be compatible when it comes to sex drive, and then when it comes down to, like, really getting comfortable with a person and, you know, you guys in a relationship, you know, maybe one's peak might be higher than the other. And if your peak is higher than hers, like, is that really – so do you, like, go out and pay a bitch to fucking suck your dick real quick because tonight your girl don't want to suck your dick?
Why are you gonna pay a bitch to suck your dick when pussy?
Or maybe you. I'm just saying, because, like, you have hoes out here that be like, okay, well, I don't suck a nigga dick for free. That's what everybody's saying nowadays. You know, they may do, not suck it for money. But would you just go out and just, like, get that real quick because, like, you gotta fucking fulfill that sensation. Like, you gotta get your dick wet. So, like, and my girl won't do it. So I'm just gonna go out. I gotta get head real quick.
Nah, because that would be cheating, B. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, like you're supposed to be holding it down for that person 1,000%. So, I mean, if she say no, I mean, you just got to deal with that shit and just keep it rolling. So, it's like, if you go outside and you do your thing, then that's just straight cheating. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Like,
I agree. Angel, what you have to say to Mr. Chris?
I mean, pretty much he just reiterated what I said earlier, you know, have the conversation. If it's not up to your liking, you just have to make a decision. Is sex that important to you that, you know, you need to move on? Because at the end of the day, you have to be happy in a relationship. And if you're not happy, whether it's sexual, whether it's spiritual, mental, it's just not going to work anyway. So you just be honest with yourself and with the other person and just move on. It saves you a lot of heartache. Save a lot of confusion, a lot of commotion. Just be a single man or a single woman and get all the pussy or dick that you want to get. And so you find that person who can give you the time or can provide you with the things that you need or the things that you want in a relationship.
True
Black.
True indeed. I agree.
I definitely do agree, too. So, shout out to Mr. Chris P and all Barbara's promoters. So, you already know I got more shit to talk about, but I definitely do. Before I get to everybody else that's been waiting to talk to us and elaborate on, you know, the situation, the topic, I definitely do want to go into commercial break. So, keep rocking out with us. And, Black, you already know what it do.
Let's do it.
Excuse me. What was the turning point in this case?
Listen, there was no turning point. We should have won this case, period.
Do you feel that justice has been served?
We obviously know somebody.
They all had to be for me. State's attorney, the police, even my lawyer didn't like me. Doesn't matter, though. They got their hustle and I got mine. I didn't choose this game, it chose me. This is the only thing I know. I guess you could say, I've run to this lifestyle.
My everyday lifestyle ain't nothing but a hustle. Camp down, swinging like a single body. My everyday lifestyle ain't nothing but a hustle. Camp down, swinging like a single body. My everyday lifestyle ain't nothing but a hustle. Camp down, swinging like a single body. My everyday lifestyle ain't nothing but a hustle. Camp down, swinging like a single body. I want more money, my last name ain't Wayans, but my first name is James. So gaming is set on my day. Check it, I bust them down. For the show, hit them twice, take my quarterback and cut them down. I'm quick to blast them, ask them, give me a reason why I'm sitting trapped. The money is real, if I make the hit. I make example runs with every time. Put heads under my skin, cut them bricks, throw them shackle mine. I got a struggle for the dough. Doing my thing to buy year in the coat, a roof before it snows. Now everything falls in place. I made a move, I got the money. Now I'm straight and headed for the stage. No time to mess up money, a mess up a rubber split. So I roll with these, rob a hood just in case of another hit. I gotta break something to make something. If I don't make something by breaking something, then I'ma take something. My everyday lifestyle ain't nothing but a hustle.
Already, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, straight out of that Little Rock, Arkansas. If you ain't fucking with Nikki Barbs, Boss Barbs, Brooklyn Black, or the All Barbs Movement, man, find the tallest building in your city, man. Jump off that thing, you hear me? Kill yourself.
Yeah, we're back. All Barbs Radio, Samantha Brooklyn Black. We got Nikki Barbs in. Of course, Boss Barbs in the building with us. Hit us up, 347-857-4302.
Shout out to Smooth the Dude. And definitely shout out to Smooth the Dude because he will have fucking Project Pass on his show tomorrow night. Yes, he will have fucking Project Pat on his show tomorrow night. And you already know, he just had Pinky on his show. And he definitely showed me so much fucking love. And I was trying to stay up and, you know, and actually talk to her because he wanted me to actually, you know, talk to her and network with her. But I missed it. But definitely, I will definitely try my best to make Project Fat tomorrow here, what the fuck is going on with him. But shout out to Smooth the Dude and his show definitely be popping. Angel, what's up? How you doing? Black, everything is good?
Everything's good on my end.
That's what it is. I actually have
another, I hate this, I'm sorry, just like all the lightning and all this other shit is definitely
a big,
I'm not scared, it's just a big fucking distraction. Definitely, I'm pretty sure niggas are so quick to be like, yo, this is that cuddle weather, like, this is that weather where, you know, we just lay up and shit.
Nah, this is just laying weather. This is do some while you're laying up weather.
This is some wet laying up weather?
This is some do some while you're laying up weather.
I hear that. But did y'all know that Dwayne Wade has a book? He has like a book out and shit. You know that?
Yeah, he got a book, you know, A Father First. From what I hear, it's a good book.
A Father First, How My Life Became Bigger Than Basketball. I want to hear how he portrays him being a father in this book and him being out, you know, being a basketball celebrity, him doing what he do for his career and also managing being a parent because apparently, Terrell Owens could not balance the two. Like, he couldn't do it because this nigga was dead ass on the Dr. Phil show. So, if you have to get on the Dr. Phil show with your baby mama is and trying to, I guess, have him understand certain things, like, you really need help. And he always blamed his success and his fame as to why he couldn't be a parent, why he couldn't be around his kids 24/7 or he couldn't be around his kids whenever he wanted to because he's doing this and he's doing that and he's out at this place and he's at this party and, you know, the most I could do is just pay that child support. And he has, like, 5 kids. You know what I mean? And I just think that when you're doing things that require you to be in the media and you have kids, like, you still have to be a parent first and foremost, but you still have to manage that. You still have to be the adult and manage that. You do have a life behind you being in the spotlight. So, Black, I mean, how do you feel about the book?
Like I haven't read yet, but from what I heard, it's a good read. Definitely something that you want to pick up, especially these people who swear they're too busy to pay attention to their kids and things like that. And this is a guy, he's a, you know, 3-time NBA champion, played in the Olympics all around the world. He still has time to do that. So if he can do it, it really should be no excuse. But definitely if you're into reading, definitely something you want to pick up.
Most definitely. I actually got a chance to listen to the interview he did with Ricky Smiley in reference to his book, and I definitely agree with Black. For all you guys out there who, you know, are struggling with knowing what it is to be a father, whatever the case may be, maybe your dad wasn't around when you were growing up, that's definitely a good read because it's a really interesting book. He's really speaking from the heart based upon what he said on his interview on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Shout out to Ricky Smiley because he fucking, we talk, like, we really do. And it's funny because, like, he definitely wants, like, my management information. And I definitely, if you check out my favorites, like, you'll definitely see tweets that we talk to each other in X, Y, and Z, but shout out to Ricky Smiley. He definitely got it going on. Out here in New York, you already know Black. You should, if you don't know about TV One, but Ricky Smiley be all over that shit out here in New York. And shout out to Ricky Smiley. Also, I also got another question. A friend, they always listen to my show, and they always hear that I'm always talking about different topics, and they be like, yo, I be wanting to know certain things, and I can never get through, so maybe if I text you or maybe if I DM you, like, what I want to, you know, would you say it? Of course I will, even if it's stupid, because then that's something that we have to laugh about. But
no, you do not hate it.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to say what the fuck you want me to say, especially
know, if you, you know, were cool like that and I told you that I would, and I'm going to just let everybody, my listeners, and my listeners range all over. We have people calling in from the Midwest, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from the Dirty Dirty, just all over. And I'm going to let them, you know, elaborate or give their opinion on it, of course, because I am. But another good thing that came along was he, a guy that I know, he basically right now he's looking for love. He's looking to settle down. You know, he's in his mid-20s. And he basically has a wifey, like, he has, like, a checklist, you know what I'm saying, of basically what the average, like, what would it take for him to wife you up? Like, what would it really take for him to wife you up? And he has a lot of interesting things, like, you gotta be intelligent. He says you just can't give the brain. Like, you gotta be intelligent in the head. He also says, like, you gotta be independent. Like, you gotta have your own. You gotta be working with, you know, not just being so dependent and clingy on him so much, but be able to survive for yourself. Because he's gonna be that man. He's gonna help take care of you, but you gotta have your own. He says faithful. This should be number one, but this is my list. Trust. If there's no trust, then there's, like, really not. We can't consider this a relationship. You gotta be able to get along with his sense of humor. So in other words, you gotta be funny. You gotta be able to crack jokes and be yourself and be goofy and laugh at things that are funny. And last but least, he says, like, he's not into the whole physical, like, he's into physical, but, like, when it comes down to, like, ass and all of that shit, like, it's cool, but that's not what attracts him. That's not something that he will look at a female for and say, like, oh, I'm a wife of because she has a fat ass. No, to him it would be more like your looks, because that's something that he would have to look at. Like, you know, if he sees a fat ass, if he sees big, a nice rack, when he looks at it, it's like, yeah, I want to fuck. But when he's looking for a wifey, that's not really too much in the equation. So I wanted to know, of course, you know, like, I'm not biased always. If I'm talking about a male, I'm always in reference to a female, vice versa. So, Black, what you think about a checklist as far as which you consider has to come along with a female in order for you to be like, you know what, this is the one that I really want to fucking be with. Like, what are some of the things that she would have to have? Like, what are some of the things that you look for that you would say, you know what, this is somebody that I, like, if you want to be wife by me, you got to have this. You got to have that, because that's what I'm looking for.
You know, she's gotta have ambition. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She's gotta have at least be working towards something of her own. Like, cool, she could be working and all that, but cool, but no one wants to work for somebody else forever. You know what I'm saying? So have ambition to have something. Yeah, be funny. You know, all the other stuff that you had named also cool, but you know, I look for other simple shit like, you know, how well you can make some Kool-Aid. You know, your sandwich making abilities. You know, how, like, if you're sarcastic, like, I'm a real sarcastic person, so if you could be sarcastic with me and not get all offended and shit, then that's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she has to, you know, I understand, you know, girls, they had their own shit, but at least know some shit. At least know about the old, you know, the old shit, because, you know, I love the old school shit. You know, so at least know something like that was popping back in the 90s. You know, don't just be everything,
like,
that, you know, like, as far as music, TV, like, just don't everything be everything past 2000. You know what I'm saying? Because most of I don't watch shit. I watch old shit. I'm watching TV. I'm watching New York Undercover. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching old shit. And if it's shit that you don't know about, then, like, we really ain't gonna vibe because I'm not really one for the new stuff that's on TV nowadays, the reality shows and XYZ. There's a few things I watch here and there. But I'm not really into all of this, the stuff that's coming out now. I'd rather get online, watch some old shows, or if some of the networks have an old school type of marathon or whatever, I'll watch that, you know, or even, fuck, like sports. If anything else, like the Giants.
That's fuck. Andrew, if you had, you know, of course, this is vice versa for you, what some of the things that will be on your checklist or a list that you would have when you're looking to, you know, get a, you know, look for a nigga that you would be like, oh, this is my husband, you know, this is like hubby, this is like my man. Like, what are some of the things you look for?
Well, definitely, first of all, everybody knows I'm a geek by nature. So the guy that, you know, I would hubby up would definitely have to be very intelligent as far as street-wise and educational-wise, because I'm pro-education. Like I always say, I'm a school teacher at heart. That's what I do for a living, my 9-to-5. So he definitely has to be able to hit me up on an intellectual note, because that's just who I am. Like, I'm a nerd. I study. I read into things. I'm into politics. Those type of things I'm into. He definitely has to have sexy lips. I'm into lips. He definitely has to have some type of, you know, thing going for him, rather it's tattoos. Whatever look he has, it just has to be him. Not something he copied and pasted. Not something that he's just trying to emphasize. He just has to be a real confident guy in everything that he does. He has to be determined. He has to have a job. He has to have his own, you know, just his own in general, because to me that's a lot of responsibility. Just those little things like that I look for.
I definitely do agree, because, like, me, I'm, you, y'all already know, I'm silly, so definitely anybody that's looking to fucking wife me, nigga, you gotta be silly like me, because this is how we gonna keep this relationship going. And I definitely do intelligence, like, yes, like, you, I always say, like, you gotta fuck me in my mind first, like, that plays a big role, because I always, you know, I always say your looks are going to be your looks, you know, especially if you want to keep up with yourself no matter how old you are. But a lot of times if you don't, your looks will tend to fade, and in the end, all you have is your brain. So you definitely have to be smart. I could agree with him when he says, like, you know, the whole trust issue, because if I don't trust you, then you can't consider yourself to be anything special to me. Because I network, I talk to different people that I may not trust, you know, and maybe just, you know, I talk to this person just because I talk to this person because this person has something that I need, or business-wise, I need to get flyers done, so I have to go to this person. But I don't know that person that well, so I'm not going to say that I trust this person. I know this person does good things, you know, good work, but it has to be some type of trust where you separate yourself and make you're different from everybody else, whether it be friends, family members, anything like that. So I definitely do agree. Before we get into a caller, and soon before we get out of here, because it's about that time, another question, because I have a lot, but of course I can never always get to them. Why, and I know, Angel, but you just have to just speak on the general, like, put yourself in the shoes. Why do guys want the female to look up at, you know, at him while they're, like, basically, like, coming in their mouth? Like, what's the difference? It's funny because, like, you know,
no, it's just funny because
it's not even, if you don't even look at a nigga while you're giving him his whole entire time, like, when I come, bitch, you better look at me. Like, why do you think guys, you know, just before I get to box, he's a guy, you know what I mean? But why do you think guys
want the female to look up at him, like, especially during that time while he's coming?
Me personally, I'm not even looking down. So if you're looking up while I'm skiing, more power to you. Because if I'm doing that, my eyes, it depends on how good you are, my eyes are either rolled back, head back, eyes closed. I'm looking the other way, like, whatever. Well, depending on how good you are, I'm not looking at you. So if you want to look at me, you can do it.
Yo, why are you not looking at me? Why are you not looking at me? Do my thing. Why are you not?
I'm saying, like, yo. Now, while you're doing it, yeah, I'll look at you, you know, I'll look in your eyes and shit. But I'm saying,
really?
Like, at that point where I'm about to nut, like, I'm throwing my head back, oh, shit, you know. I'm not going to be looking dead at you like women, when y'all about to hit that fucking, y'all about to hit that shit, and you're not looking down at the nigga eating you up. You got your back curved all.
I look down. I wanna see you. I wanna hear sounds. I wanna see you. And if I happen to be looking down at you in the middle of you doing your thing and it's turning me on as well and I'm about to reach that peak, like, yeah, I may look at you as I'm coming because, like, I can. Sometimes you can't, sometimes you have to hold, you have to, your eyes just automatically shut no matter what, like, you can't even help that shit. Yes, sometimes you fucking damn near fall off beds or you're bent like a pretzel because, like, you're climaxing. Yeah, but I look down, you know, I mean, I don't know. Let's get to a caller.
All right, let's get into it. Last four digits of your number, 0423. 0423, you're live on the air. 0423. All right, thanks for calling in. We're going to get into the next one. Last four digits of your number is 1907. 1907, you're live on the air.
Yeah, it was good. This is K Continental. How y'all doing?
What it is, man?
Hey. Chilling, just listening to your conversation. That's ill. Yeah, I haven't called you in a while, but this topic is, I never thought that this could be a topic, but it's a real topic, and all I gotta say is that it's all in the eyes, yo. I look down, I'm sorry. When I'm looking down and shorty looking up, that shit make it come, yo, it shit shoot out faster. I'm sorry, yo. I like that shit.
I agree because, you know, like, I just think, like Kid said, and if everybody doesn't know, Kid Continental, he's definitely an All Bobs promoter, so I definitely need to follow him because he's definitely on the team. But I agree with Kid, like, it's all in the eyes. So, like, I want you to look at me. I want to look at you. I want to see you. Like, I want to, like, I'm fucking you for God's sake. So, like, I should be able to look at the person that I'm fucking, especially during certain parts. So, and I think coming is the biggest part, like, where we should, if we can, make eye contact. Because, you know, while we're in the motion, it's more so, like, closing your eyes, you're taking away, you're feeling it, it's feeling good, you're able to, you know, just lose yourself. But when you're about to come, like, I want to see you.
That's crazy. Yeah, but that, I don't know, man. That's how I feel. You got to be the eye contact. As yeah, I can't, you know what I'm saying, sit there and you looking down and shit. I mean, there's been times like that, but when the girl look up, I'm like, yo, that's real, because that means they enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? Shit, look up at me.
But Black fucking said, when he's coming, when he's busting a fucking nut, like, he can't even look at her because he's so
No, but he's speaking
real. He's got to close his eyes. He's going to fucking pull his head back. He got to be like, oh, shit.
That's funny, you
know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, you know, there's other shit to do. And mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. You know, if fucking the nigga doing his shit and he doing it just right, she ain't looking at the nigga. She fucking rubbing her face. Oh,
you.
God.
Oh, my God.
The whole head in her shit.
come right now. Like, oh, shit, yes. Like, I'm looking at you. I'm going to look at you. What you mean? Like I said again, it depends. Like, you sometimes you have those nuts where, like, it's just like, it's just like, you didn't even expect this when you felt the whole pulsating, you know what I'm saying, stage. Like,
yeah, because that's crazy. Because when I'm down there, I look up. I don't give a fuck. You better be looking at me, too. I can't take that. Just turn around. What the fuck you ignoring me for? I can't take that shit. I feel like I'm ignored. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm not doing it right when the person looking at you and they going in and making the noises and shit. That shit is cool. Because it's like they're paying attention to you. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly how I feel. Like, I just feel like you should. But some, you know, some girls, you know, they're really timid. They don't
but I mean, black does have a point when you looking down at somebody while they're doing that and you're about to come. And, I mean, it could hurt your neck. You sitting there trying to bust a nut and you sitting there, your head on board and shit, your neck start hurting and shit.
I'm imagining your neck and shit.
but that's real. I mean, he's speaking true, but I'll take the hurt neck to look at down at that shit and be like, yo, she looks sexy. Fuck that.
This is so sexy. Like, people, like, I don't, like.
That's why I got a camera phone for.
Fuck faces. Like, sometimes, yo, like, if you just, like, just to, especially, like, you to look at a facial expression of how you leave a person and to see how fucking, like, because it's not the normal expression that you would see when you're just regularly having a conversation with them. To see that expression, like, that, oh my gosh, like, you're fucking pleasing me right now, like, that's sexy. It could turn you on, you know, as well as the sound, because for me, like, I have to hear the sound, like, sound is such a fucking must, like, please, like, but don't hold back.
Can I get a shout out? Before y'all finish, and I would like to shout y'all first, cause you know, Old Bob's movement. You know, I know I haven't been on that on Twitter and everything, and trying to promote like that because I've been going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my father, he's paralyzed, so I'm worried about him. I'm worried about a lot of things. So I just been busy, just working, you know, dealing with family members and friends that don't believe in me and shit like that. So I just want to shout you out for believing in me and being the sisters and black being the homie and all that shit. Y'all been helping out and, you know what I'm saying, supporting me, so I'm supporting y'all and just saying thanks. But I just want to shout out all the suck-ass family members and friends that ain't believing me and think that this rap shit is a hoax for me and shit like that, because I just been busy. But I'm going to get back in that ass. So I just want to shout them out, and I want to thank y'all.
You're welcome, and definitely, like, we're here. I know I'm here. I know Angel's here for you, and Black is definitely here for you. Whenever, you know, you need to talk, and, you got our information, just hit us up, yo.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll definitely, you know, if I can share certain things with you or if I can make you, you know, feel better about a situation, you know, I'm definitely
y'all done enough. It's just, you know, a simple conversation to me helps, you know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them people that's materialistic. I'm not crazy. I'm just a person that is, you know, a simple conversation to me because I go through a lot.
It's
so you know what I'm saying? Oh, who said that, Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a little bit crazy, but it is what it is. What's up? How you doing? But I just want to thank all y'all, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing a good job and stuff, so, you know.
Thank you, kid. All right. Yeah, you have a good night, and like I said, we always hear the all, you know, the all bars and we're here, that we definitely here to support and hold you down, so.
No doubt.
Hit us up. All right, yes. So,
yo, our phone lines are still going crazy. We got one more after this, and then I guess we could get ready to wrap stuff up. 0423, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, how you doing? I was calling in to support artist Saint. Have you already got on the show yet?
Yes. That's what's up.
Well, I mentioned I'm Ron Sonatine. He just reached out to me a few days ago and asked me, could he actually do a drawing of me for his showcase in New York. So I wanted to salute him, you know what I'm saying, call in and
you know, just make sure I supported that and everything. We stand by the anti-funding to the coalition, which is my brand. I'm down here in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Baltimore, Virginia, metro area. So I actually heard y'all speaking with Smooth the Hustler earlier, and I wish I could have spoke with him. Like, Broken English is one of my favorite songs of all time when it comes to hip-hop. So I salute y'all for even that man on there, because I ain't heard that man's voice in a long time.
That's what it is, and definitely do appreciate you calling in and supporting everybody, and I'm sorry that I didn't know, you know, you wanted to talk to him, because if I could have, I would have put you through while he was on. You know, that's the reason why we do interviews, and we do usually let people talk to the person that's, you know, getting interviewed.
I sat on hold for, like, almost an hour, and then I heard this, like, commercial for, like, some internet stuff or whatever, and then my phone cut out, so I don't know what happened, and then I'm in my studio taking meetings and stuff too, so it's partially my fault, but definitely, you know, anybody that's doing something positive and supporting, you know, the artistic and the entertainment communities, I salute it. This is Ron Sign and Team. Y'all can find me on Twitter, RONSONATINE. Check me out if you like my stuff. I would be more than willing to call back in and speak with y'all, because I heard y'all talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is sex.
Oh, and we always talk about sex on here. We talk about everything, like, you know, just real shit.
Y'all did cover a lot
people.
Of bases tonight. I give you that.
We talk about real shit all the time, and you never know what you're going to hear when you're fucking with us, and you never know. Sometimes, you know, I'm more feisty on air. Sometimes we even get Miss Angel, a.k.a. Boss Vibe. She be getting in the zone, and we just be going in, and, like, you know, like, our phone lines are always busy and crowded, and we try to get to everybody, but then we always try to get what we need to get out the way, too. So thank you for supporting. And, yes, we do this every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time to 10 p.m. And
What's your Twitter name?
Okay, well, me, I'm the host, Nikki Barbs. My Twitter name is at How's Your Head Game, and that's How's Y-A, Head Game, all one word, How's Your Head Game. And Angel, you know, you can tell him your information.
Hi, how are you? This is Angel. You can find me at Angel Love Poop.
Okay. Well, my iPhone is acting up, but I got the How's Your Head Game. That's hard to forget right there, so yeah.
Oh,
my
shit.
Mine is impeccable, if I must answer, but yeah.
Impeccable, that's what's up. Nice. I haven't heard that, because a lot of people always feel the need to answer my Twitter name. They always tweet me how their head game is, so I haven't heard impeccable. So that's what's up. And yeah. I'll definitely tweet you with Angel, my co-host, holding down the All Bombs owner. I'll tweet us together. If you go, you know, if you tweet me and I see it, I'll definitely add her, so that way you can follow her. And she definitely holds it down on Tuesdays and does the interviews. So, you know, anytime you wanted to come on this show, you would definitely have to go through her. So thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for talking with me. I'm, you know, my bad for not actually being on the line when Saint was on the line, but salute to my brother Saint. Salute to all y'all. Y'all have a wonderful week.
Thank you. And I look forward to your tweet. So definitely keep rocking out with us. I said again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, same time, same number. All right. So, of course, this is the part that I hate, but it's cool because I already know I'll be back with you guys on Thursday. But like I always say, shout out to everybody that called that I didn't get to speak to. Like, I will definitely, if you call back again on Thursday, we have more things to talk about. We have more interesting music to play, more people to talk to. So I will definitely get to you. If you have my Twitter, make sure you tweet me and let me know that you were fucking calling in and I did not get to you, because I'll definitely try my best to get to you on Thursday. Shout out to Ask Rap Dizzle and Ask Saint. Shout out to, you know, Smooth the Hustler, this fucking Sexy Sapphire, who's doing the same thing. If y'all niggas is into porn, like, you know, if y'all niggas is into just sexy females, you know, doing what the fuck they do best and coming up off of it, support is support. Check everybody out. If you missed anything on today's show. You can definitely hear it on the playback. I definitely will tweet the link to you, and you can definitely hear everything that you missed. But don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about what you got going on, who you are, what you're doing, especially if it is benefiting you, if it's legal, if it's not getting you in trouble, if it's not hurting anybody. Do you. Do what the fuck you need to do to survive for you and yours. And hit me on my Twitter at How's Your Head Game. Make sure y'all fucking join the movement, ladies. Don't be scared. Become a barb and benefit and, you know, build the sisterhood that we got going on. And fellas, yes, yes, if you want to promote the sexy ladies, I got shit that's going on. You know, join the All Barbs promoting team. We'll definitely, you know, help you out, help you gain, try our best to. And, mwah, good night.
Yeah, I already know what I always say, fellas. Don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam or rob a lob. Don't trick and drop when we see you around the next go round. Tune in on Thursday, y'all. Have a good night.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.